U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Plays of the week. Ooh, podcast scattered out a little bit. Usually don't have a break in there, but it's just Bogman and I resetting the table here. So these are our week 10 plays. And I have an interesting discussion to get on one here when we get to it. But let's start with quarterbacks, Boggs. You get to kick us off. Your surprise QB1 for week 10.
Danny Dimes versus Houston. And look, this is mainly because of the rushing stat that you just rattled off, right? And Danny Dimes runs a lot. And Houston does not do anything to protect against the run. They were going to see a lot of RPOs with Dimes and Saquon. So give me Dimes mainly on the rushing total this week against Houston.
So I'm even looking here. Houston, they're about middle of the pack as far as rushing yards given up per game to quarterbacks, about 15. It's because running backs are going so far. I really like the Daniel Jones one. I wonder what his prop is going to open up at rushing, because that might be one but we might want to jump on real, real quick. So I went with one that you wouldn't usually expect me to go with, but coming off of rest, if you will, coming off of adjustments, coming off of, you haven't heard it yet, but an amazing read that I just did for this person's podcast on The Athletic that you'll hear in the future, I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. And this isn't like long, you know, big scope. This isn't a big shock, but when's the last time I've put him in there? And I don't think rankers, I have no idea where rankers have him. It's pretty early in the week. I think it was more in the teens. But the reason I'm putting Russell Wilson in there is time to readjust, and going up against the Tennessee defense, both have me feeling pretty good. Tennessee is giving up the 7th most points to quarterbacks overall, but even better, the 2nd most passing yards to quarterbacks, 295.5. Atlanta's the only other team giving up over 300. Tennessee is almost there. They're also, I believe this might be the 2nd most. That's the fourth most. 3 teams are giving up 2 touchdowns passing to quarterbacks per game: Raiders, Steelers, and Chiefs. The Titans are number 4 at 1.9. So the Titans defense is absolute trash. The running back situation is kind of trashy in Denver. They're going to sling the ball more and more they can. Dolkic is there. You got your Sutton. You got your Judy. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson being able to slide back in this week, Boggs.
Danger Witch 2. That's right. Why you're taking Russ, right? The new commercial, so much better than the old. I'm kidding. They're all awful.
Dude, you got to hear. I did a read for Russell Wilson's podcast for Audible.
Did you really?
I'm not joking. I have one. I don't know when it's going to air or how or whenever, but you'll hear me. And I just wanted to be like Podcast Nation. Let's ride. But it's out there. So there's a read that'll be coming. He's got a podcast coming up. You got to check it out. Coming back down to the sleeper quarterback of the week. This one was tough. I didn't really like any of the options.
Yeah, the options are terrible after QB1.
The one I picked is picking on a defense. I'm going with Jacoby Brissett against Miami. Now, here's the reason. Miami is giving up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks in the NFL. Numero uno. Second, they're giving up the most rushing yards to quarterbacks. Not that that's necessarily a thing, but Brissett can run it. They're almost giving up 2 touchdowns per game. I believe, aren't they coming off of a bye? We're just coming off of Bipocalypse, which is a great reestablishment point. They're obviously going to get Chubb involved. I like this as a minimum 2 touchdown game against an offense that gives up the most fantasy points to QBs this week. So if you're in a desperation play, Jacoby Brissett is my sleeper quarterback for week 10.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett versus New Orleans. And this is mainly because Pittsburgh's coming off the bye, and you got to do something with this offense. And when you look at what Najee is doing and really not providing us, and Tomlin even saying that Jaylen Warren could see an expanded role coming up here, which, you know, we both predicted on this pod a couple weeks ago.
We talked a lot about it too, by the way.
We talked a lot about Jaylen Warren.
I do want to say, like, I've seen some people do some victory lap. I saw someone do a victory lap that was like, 2 days ago I predicted this, and it was just a funny thing. Not, you know, again, who do we care? But Pog, you and I for like, I think 3 weeks have been talking pretty
adamantly. Add Jaylen Warren if you have a spot, because Najee looks like trash. Yeah,
and the whole bye week situation, but you know,
look, I think Matt Canada has to change, and the ball has to be thrown more. I think just, you know, look, see what Kenny Pickett has. Throw the ball more. And I think they're going to have to. And I think they're going to be losing in this game against New Orleans, too. So I just think Kenny Pickett could have a decent day. But, I mean, this is also just out of a, you know, I wanted to pick a guy coming off a bye week. You kind of had the same logic with Brissett as well. You know, the options were trash for QB2 this week. They were not good.
It was bad. All right, surprise running back for week one. You get to snake back over here, Boggs, and you get to kick us off on the RBs.
Look, I'm going to give you Cordarrelle Patterson versus Carolina on Thursday Night Football, and it's because we just saw Joe Mixon go absolutely nuts against this Carolina defense the other day. Since Cordarrelle Patterson looked awesome, he looked very fresh for Atlanta, and I just think he's going to have a monster day because the Panthers are bad in all phases right now. So give me Cordarrelle.
All right. So this one is tough because, here's who I wrote. I wrote Najee Harris. I ended up writing Najee Harris on this one. And obviously it's a little bit tough. They're going up against New Orleans. I even put Chicago. I don't know why I put Chicago. We're going up against New Orleans here.
You wish it was Chicago.
Now we had the room. I do. One of the rumors that came out, you kind of alluded to, was what there's one reporter, and I forgot his name. It's like a radio guy, reporter in Pittsburgh, that,
well, if it's Mark report, Madden, you can't listen to anything.
It's not Mark Madden.
Okay.
But what he said was Najee is done. He said it is going to be Jaylen Warren has surpassed Najee for the number one spot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to GhostBed. GhostBed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every GhostBed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? GhostBed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
Seven, as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Everybody else isn't going quite that deep. Even Tomlin was asked about
Cavalli?
Oh, man. I just don't remember. I think he worked for a paper and he's on a radio station.
It's either Cavalli or Dulac then. So
maybe Dulac. That sounds a little bit more familiar. But one of the guys, they said he's done. Jalen Warren's a starter. And that has me going a little bit. Now, I think the Steelers coming off of a bye are going to be more competitive to New Orleans. And New Orleans is giving up a little bit more as far as the rushing side than I think people are ready for. They're giving up almost 100 yards per game. And I like that. They're giving up 4.5 yards per carry. My hope has been that they're going to come off of this and they are going to establish Najee Harris. But I also acknowledge that this could be a Jalen Warren. So if I have a pivot play I can give you, I'm actually going to go with Leonard Fournette against Seattle, like we talked about, and getting him going again. So I just wanted to put the Najee Harris one out there because as soon as that news came out, it kind of killed it as being that. Because if they do go in that direction and they implement more of Warren or he has supplanted him, it's not going to happen. What I do think is Pittsburgh is going to have some success running. And I think Najee could be a part of it. But if Warren is a true 50-50 split, that's going to take any of this away. So Leonard Fournette would be my play. Now, if we're coming back around to the surprise RB2 of the week, I'm going to go with Darrell Henderson. Probably another one that you're not going to like, going up against the Arizona Cardinals, who are giving up around 90 yards rushing per game, but under 20 rush attempts. I think the Rams are going to get up on them. They're going to have to establish the run more than they have been. They've got some injuries banged up everywhere. I think you're going to see a lot more of Darrell Henderson. The Cardinals are bad. They are trash. They're going to run over him. And I like Darrell Henderson to jump into even in maybe into the top 15 this week.
You remember when on Kill Bill, when L Driver is asking Bud relief or regret? Is this more about Darrell Henderson being good or your hatred of the Arizona Cardinals?
Maybe it's a little bit of both. I just think the Cardinals defense is bad. They're just not good in anything that they do. I mean, running backs, 4.6 yards per carry. They're giving up receiving yards. I mean, I'm able to put that kind of into the equation as well.
No Buda Baker either.
Yeah, exactly. And looking at this, here's the thing to consider with the Cardinals is they're giving up the 7th least rush attempts per game. They are the second of those 7, by the way, because I want to, if I'm giving you guys some knowledge here, the top 15 as far as rushing attempts per game, there's a lot of green. I'm using this site Lineups that kind of sorts out some of this stuff. And what green means is a lot of top defenses, fantasy points. You know, the San Francisco 49ers are in there. They give up 20 rush attempts per game. They're number one as far as points given up to running backs. Patriots in there, number two. The two worst in the top 15, the bottom 15 of rush attempts allowed are the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 25th as far as giving up fantasy points. So that's like what, the 8th most fantasy points to running backs? And the Cardinals. The Cardinals are in there. Their red zone rank is 4th worst to running backs which is on the positive side. Like, they have the fourth worst in the NFL red zone rank. So that means if teams get into the red zone, they're going to score on the Arizona Cardinals as soon as they get in there. 8.4 red zone fantasy points per game given up to running backs, which is fifth most in the NFL. Cardinals stink. Daryl Henderson goes.
And I think the Rams need to just, you know, they need to pick a lane. Are you going with Henderson or are you going back to Akers? Like, choose one. Yeah. I don't understand what they keep doing. They bring in Ronnie Rivers the other week, and it's just like, pick a guy and stick with him, please. So I'm with you. Look, I know I stole yours 100%. Jeff Wilson versus Cleveland. It's just an easy pick. I know Cleveland's coming off a bye, but their run defense has still been really bad this season. Jeff Wilson getting early down work. So I'm going to roll Jeff Wilson out there. And then my deep shot Welsh, I'm going to go Nyheim Hines versus Minnesota. Look, I know James Cook was still the number two back last week, but I think that was a product. You're not trading for Nyheim Hines and giving him three snaps on a weekly basis, right? So I think this is the week where Hines takes over that James Cook role. And I think we see them take a little off of Devin Singletary as well. We talked about this on the Monday show. Where
they also might need to play it a little calmer with the UCL stuff with Josh Allen.
For sure. They should need to run a little bit more as well. So I just think Hines gets involved this week, which I think makes him more of a possible start. This is probably more of a DFS play than anything, just to see what he gets. But I like Hines this week against Minnesota.
All right. I like it. My sleeper running back for the week, my final one, I found it really tough to find anything. And the guy that I went with, though, I'm going with Jerick McKinnon. Two reasons. We talked about the increased snap percentage that McKinnon had last week. Wasn't it like number one as far as all the running backs go? Wasn't it like 60% or something like that, Boggs?
Between
Pacheco and them?
Yeah, I'll look here.
You got increased snap percentage, but this is what gets me more excited. The Jacksonville Jaguars are giving up the third most receiving yards to running backs. They are giving up the fourth most targets to running backs and the fourth most receptions. Essentially, seven catches, 51 yards if we round up to running backs alone. This is Jerick McKinnon's wheelhouse. Now, if they get up a little too far, that's going to be more of a Pacheco game. But if I'm digging deep, I think this is a McKinnon reception touchdown game. So this team cannot guard running backs as far as receiving goes. That is McKinnon's wheelhouse for show. So I'm going to, and the increased snap percentage last week of McKinnon.
62% for him, 62 snaps, because remember they had 100 last week. And Pacheco was behind him at 22% and then 17 for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So they're going with hot hand, which was nobody last week, but McKinnon got all the snaps. So he is the guy there. Who's your, that is your dart throw, right?
Yeah, that's my sleeper for the week. So if we move over to wide receivers, my wide receiver sleeper of the week, I am picking on the same game, but I'm going on the opposite end, and I'm going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going to take Christian Kirk. Kansas City is giving up the eighth most fantasy points to wide receivers, 160 yards, which is up there, over a full touchdown per game they're giving up to wide receivers. Christian Kirk has been more involved in the offense with Trevor Lawrence. I think the Jaguars might sneakily be able to make this somewhat of a game early on, and Christian Kirk is going to be heavily involved in it. Also, not really sure it's great coverage on Kansas City's part about having to deal with Christian Kirk in the slot in general, because there's a lot of run worry as well. So I'm going to go with Christian Kirk as my sleeper wide receiver one. We're going to get one of those good Kirk games this week.
Give me Darnell Mooney at Detroit. We know Detroit gives up yards and yards and yards and yards. Jeff Okuda is hit or miss. Doesn't really matter to me who is on Darnell Mooney. If Fields does throw the ball downfield, he is the guy getting it. And it's just been so much better as of recent. Detroit is a bad team, particularly in the secondary. Unless Aaron Rodgers is throwing in the red zone, their secondary is terrible. So give me Darnell Mooney against Detroit. And then, look, I'm going to go back to the well for my deeper click here. And I can't believe, and this may be as a wide receiver two or three. He's definitely not going to get into wide receiver two status from the ECR. But I think he could be a wide receiver three. Cortland Sutton against Tennessee. Let me pair up with Russell Wilson, who Welsh took at quarterback here. So you can't even really disagree with me that much on this one. I just think the bounce back is going to be here for Sutton. Sutton is too good to be playing as bad as he has, even in fantasy. Like, it's just been ugly. They haven't been throwing him the ball. They've been giving it more to Jeudy and Dulcich. And I just think if you want to open this up, it has to come through Courtland Sutton first. It has to go through him. So I think that Courtland Sutton gets back on track with Russell Wilson getting a little bit back on track as well, because Tennessee secondary is rough. So as we saw with 68 pass attempts from Kansas City, that tells you, even in 100 plays, that tells you how much teams respect Tennessee's pass defense. They passed 68% of the time against them last week.
My surprise wide receiver two of the week, going with Rondale Moore. Rondale Moore has received 18 targets over the last 2 weeks. Even better, caught 15 of those. I fully expect Ramsey to be locked up on Hopkins, which I think is going to lead to a lot of open stuff for Rondale Moore. Safety net stuff. If they're playing from behind, it's even more Rondale Moore. So I really like this one. Massive targets over the last couple of weeks. The yards haven't quite been there, but I think he can actually break it on this one. So I'm going to go to Rondale Moore as my surprise wide receiver too. And my sleeper wide receiver of the week, go with Bogman's guy.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Chris Marshall.
Whoa.
Has received 15 targets over the last 2 weeks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
And is going up against an Atlanta defense That is giving up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers in the entire NFL. One of only two teams to give up over 200 total yards, which we know that ain't happening in general. But him jumping in as the number two has been a positive. If PJ Walker can get himself back on it, this game actually might be surprisingly competitive. Not good, but competitive. I think Terrace Marshall, 15 targets over the last two games. I think you're going to see more of that as a sleeper guy that no one's putting out there. It's a great matchup for an unheralded name if you are needing it. So give me Terrace Marshall as my sleeper wide receiver.
I like that little Thursday night football action. Something has to be good in that game. Carolina and Atlanta on Thursday night. So let's just at least get some offense, for Christ's sake. Philip Dorsett for me at the New York Giants, just because he's been involved in this Texans offense. I know that Brandon Cooks should be back this week, but I don't know. I think Dorsett and Moore have been fairly impressive. Dorsett has made some big catches. So, I expect him to be a little bit better, and it doesn't matter who Houston is playing. They will be playing from behind. So they are rough right now. So give me Philip Dorsett at Houston.
There you go, friends. Those are our plays. A little bit of debates. Now it's time. It's voicemail time. It's from you, the listener. We got some to air for you. We'll do it right after this. Voicemails at inthisleague@gmail.com. inthisleague@gmail.com is where you can send the email in, record yourself 60 seconds or less. If you go over, you're getting cut off. If you curse, you have to send me $5. That's just how the world works. And you don't have to have all the talents on display. You don't have to create a murder mystery. You don't have to use a voice box. You know, you have to be Ghostface. You know,
hello, Sydney.
You don't have to do any of that type of stuff. You don't have to have a song. You don't have to have any of those things. You could just ask a question. But if you do want to be all that type of, you can make the show better.
You say make the show great again?
Fantasy. Let's not. It was voting weekend, Boggs. Stay in our lane, right? Let's stay in our lane.
I guess. Yeah.
Let's just get some good voicemails in here. Let's good content. Maybe keep it towards fantasy football, I suppose. But all right. So let me see. We got a couple new names. Let's set the tone for the episode. This is a good one. I know how we're going to do this. We're going to set the tone for the voicemails. I think we have six or seven of them. Yeah, I think Vogman already knows where we're going to go. We're going to start with Daddy.
Hello. Daddy back. Coming off a losing teaser because Thomas Edward Brady and Matthew Stafford can't score like your daddy can.
Oh.
This week, I'm going to give you all a pick as Moyes, not as Daddy.
Yeah.
Yes, Bogman, TCU Moneyline. I know it's a trap. It's up 195, but I'm going to take it. TCU Moneyline, that's Moyes' pick of the week.
Against Texas.
I'm not 100% on it. Once again, nothing against Bogman. I just the spread.
No,
okay. I'm going to cut Moyes off. Nothing against it. I specifically picked the game against the team that Bogman loves as a Sooner fan. Nothing personal or anything like. Really like that spread of.
He doesn't like Oklahoma. We know that. So he doesn't like TCU. Excuse me, as an Oklahoma fan. But if he would have just said, look, I'll take the undefeated team getting points. Like, okay, say that. But he doesn't even make, like, it's not even logically adding up. He's saying just nothing against Bogman. I like TCU's
chances. I did the, I now do, at least for the next month, till it ends, I do the preview show, the look ahead show for Fantasy Pros College Football with Thor. And this was a game I immediately jumped at. I thought it would be one of the best. And, you know, Thor spent almost the whole time talking about what TCU is going to have to do to stop Texas, because Texas is a home favorite. But TCU is like seventh in the nation or whatever, fourth, and Texas is like 18th.
Yeah.
So it's a great team. But Thor spent like the majority of the time talking about what TCU is going to have to do to stop them and Bijan Robinson and Bijan Robinson. I thought of you, Boggs. But
I mean, if y'all are annoyed with me at any point talking about Texas players, buckle up.
Bijan's going to be a whole nother ball. Like, you know how I want. I borderline, like, I just want Christian McCaffrey because he's one of my favorite players and he's on my favorite team now. But I like, I don't want to have to give up everything, but everyone's going to be mean and make me do it. The same thing's happened for Bogman. He's going to do everything he can to get Bijan Robinson, and it's going to be gross. And it's just what it is. That's just like what he's going to try to do. So that's what you feel about that. But I could be down with the TCU money line on that, but not the TCU. I know, and on the road is, I don't know. All right, Moise.
Cortland Sutton against the Titans this week, or Juju against the Jaguars. And last week, when y'all said I was in the bathroom, but no, I was in my garage. This okay. week, Daddy is in the bathroom. Love you. Good night.
He got us there. That was a good. That was a very good mystery turn there, where I was like, "Oh yeah, it was same surfaces, kind of reflective." And then he turns it on. He must have a lot of shag carpeting in that bathroom for it to not be so sounding reflective. That was a good. It was a great storytelling you just did there, Moyes, because that turned. You had a couple different characters. You brought your character back at the end, and you brought a total turn on both of us. So, what do you think about those wideout? Was it two? It was Juju versus
Juju. Sun? Yeah, it's Juju. I mean, come on. Juju's been a top 10 wide receiver over the last month, so let's keep it rolling. I like Sutton this week. I just picked him in the picks, but got to go Juju there. Come on.
All right, so we've got a barrel rapport. Okay, so we're going to go to the new voicemails. We've got the one time. We've got Jack. We've got all this great stuff that's about to come down, and we've got – so I'm putting up a red flag. I'm not saying there's anything suspicious, but – don't be suspicious. No, I'm just saying, two brand new names I've never seen before. We might have a murder mystery on our
all
hand.
Right. All right. Let's see.
Let's go. One of them's a video. Should I do the video?
Does that email address say not andrewbarrow@gmail.com? Is that right?
No. No, I don't think so. Which one should I do? The one where I have to download the video or the.
Let's do the video first. Let's do the video first. Get that out of the way.
There's like a whole thing with it too. There's a whole thing with it too.
Is it in like cutout magazine letters too?
No, like my show, The Watcher. That would be great. All right, so here we go. Here is the video. This is from I don't know, Jason maybe.
Hi Bogman and the Welsh. This is Nick L, first time voicemailer participant. Now that we are halfway through the NFL season, I was thinking about the first round of next year's fantasy draft and wanted to know your thoughts on who you think we'll likely see going in the first round.
So I got to stop him real quick. Do you think Nick knows we can see him?
I'm not sure because he's not looking at the camera. But
he's not looking at the camera.
We're about a third of the way through this, though. I think he might turn and look at the camera. But this is a Josh S-esque no eye contact video.
Yeah, right, and guess what? Also, Josh sends video. So does that mean we have a killer? Are we making a murderer? Josh, well-known serial killer on the podcast, he only sends videos. No one's ever sent videos before. Brand new listener, or not listener, but first-time voicemailer. Nick has sent in a voicemail, but it is video, and he's not looking. Let's find out if he looks our way. If he looks our way, we're going to explode with excitement. I don't know if he knows. I don't know. By the way,
should we do some bet here, like about if he looks our way or not?
Yes.
Like,
I don't know. Okay. I don't think he looks our way.
He does look into the camera. Yes.
Okay. So, and I want to give him credit. Very nicely shaven facial hair. He's got good facial hair.
Facial hair is on point for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, Nick, we're giving you a lot of credit here, but this mystery. It's going to be very interesting.
Come on, look into our soul, Nick. Let's go.
Yeah. What was this question? This is going to be, let me rewind a little bit.
He said he was talking about the first round for next season.
Okay.
For the NFL season, I was thinking about the first round of next year's fantasy draft and wanted to know your thoughts on who you think we'll likely see going in the first round. In no particular order, I have 7 running backs, CMC, Eckler, Saquon, Henry, Chubb, Etienne, and Mixon, 4 wide receivers, Cup, Diggs, Jefferson, Hill, and the one tight end of Kelsey. Just on the fringe, I have Waddle, AJ Brown, Kenneth Walker, and Jamar Chase. Just wondering if you guys have anyone else in mind for the first round for next year. Also, with so many quarterbacks falling off the map this year and quarterback being so top heavy, how many quarterbacks do you think we'll see going in the second round?
He never looked.
Oh,
Welsh,
man.
With the win. Never. I don't know if he knew it was video. That's awesome.
He knew it was video. It's fine.
You think so?
I mean, his face is in the camera the whole time. Of course he knew.
Yeah. Now,
we're not like looking at his shoulder or like his chin and nose.
But he never looked. How much would we have exploded if he would have just turned? It would have been like, who's that guy? Remember that show that he put on the glasses? David Carradine.
I know what you're talking about.
Not David Koresh. Who's the
David Koresh?
Yeah. These are much bad examples. Who's the guy who, you know, he turns to the camera and then puts the glasses on?
That's the ginger guy. I don't know his name. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think he wants to know what the first round for you looks like, Boggs.
Well, I think the name that he forgot in the first round already is Bijan Robinson.
Great question. Does Bijan jump right in the first round next year?
Yeah, obviously it depends on landing spot. But if he goes somewhere where they don't have a clear number one, if he goes to the Rams, you know, if he goes to Atlanta, something like that, or Atlanta, you know, he's definitely going in the first round. He's way better than everybody in Washington. So yes. I think he's a first round pick in a lot of spots. So
with those,
dude, imagine him in Miami or Kansas City.
Well, I mean, if they'd give the commitment to him, that'd be amazing. Neither one of those play. I mean, I feel like Miami would try to give the commitment. Miami would be stupid with Mike McDaniel.
You need to, if you don't think whoever drafts him is giving the commitment, you need to watch more highlights. So
he's the best running back.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Prospects since Saquon Barkley. And that's not hyperbole, and that's not Texas love.
So were you
that's
with true. His group then? So give me the, you know, because he had what? Barkley, Eckler, Jonathan Taylor, Henry.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
ETN was on his list.
I think Mixon and Walker, right?
Mixon, Walker, that's for you.
Maybe
that's
Walker
seven.
Was a borderline guy for him.
Wide receivers, you're going to have Cup, Chase.
Did he put that in his email, by the way?
Jeffers. Does he have let me take a look. No, he's got something different. He doesn't have that okay. in there. So
play it one more time. Let's see if we can get the list one more time.
Okay.
I was paying so much attention to whether he looks in the camera or not.
I know. I did the kind of same thing. All right. So we're going to fast forward.
Draft and wanted to know your thoughts on who you think we'll likely see going in the first round. In no particular order, I have 7 running backs, CMC, Eckler, Saquon, Henry, Chubb, ETN, and Mixon.
So he did not have Walker. ETN
and not Walker. That's
and we didn't have Chubb in there. Well, we also didn't have Chubb and CMC in there. So and he, I don't think no, he had CMC Jonathan was Taylor
first.
In there.
CMC
no,
was
no,
first.
But we didn't have CMC when oh, he said it.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have Jonathan Taylor in there. So is Taylor still a first round pick to you?
It depends on how he finishes out the year, but I think he will be. And I think they'll get a better quarterback or a new quarterback. And just different offensive play calling and Jonathan Taylor really healthy next year. So I think those are obviously.
So is Bijan over any of those 7 running backs?
All of them. Every single one. He's the best.
I mean, come on. Like, honestly.
It just really depends on where he lands, dude. I can't say right now, but
let's say he lands at a cool spot.
I'd have him over Mixon. I would have him over everyone, but CMC, Barkley and Eckler.
What about Chubb?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most likely gotcha. I would. I would have
here,
him over.
Here are his wideouts. Is it going to play?
4 wide receivers. Kupp, Diggs, Jefferson, Hill.
All right, so Kupp, Diggs, Jefferson, Hill. He didn't put Chase in there.
What is the tight end?
And then he put Kelsey in as tight end.
Is it Kelsey? Okay.
And the one tight end of Kelsey.
And then he had fringe
just on
guys.
The fringe, I have Waddle, A.J. Brown, Kenneth Walker, and Jamar Chase.
So he had Chase and Walker, who we've talked about. He just didn't have Jonathan Taylor, just completely out of it. So the question for you is...
Look, I don't know if there's much argument for not having... putting Taylor in the second round right now. At this point, he has to finish off well to be considered a first-round pick, I think. So I think that is fair. I think the guys that you mentioned, plus the fringe guys, we add in Bijan there, maybe another running back or two. Based on landing spots.
But Bijan is going to knock someone out, though. Too. I think based on what you're saying, Bijan would knock someone out of the first, and it's probably, what, is it Kelsey or one of the wideouts or one of the back-end running backs?
I think Mixon, just depending on how Mixon finishes. I know he's coming off the 5-touchdown game, and I've talked him up the whole season, but I mean, just think about, him being long in the tooth and all that kind of stuff. So and there's Bijan highlights on the ESPN right now as I'm watching it.
Tobin, keep it. We're on camera here, Tobin.
I think he knocks someone out. I would pick Mixon because I don't think we could pick Kelsey because of just the massive wall between Kelsey and everybody else right now at tight end. Right, Welsh?
I'm just not the biggest tight end round one guy, so
but it's just know. Those guys are separating themselves by so much
the,
right
the
now,
problem Kelsey is it's such a pile of garbage. It's like if you don't get Kelsey, then you're stressed to try to get an Andrews or Kittle at a discounted price, and then you're just sitting there being like, well, I hope I get the next Greg Dulcich, I hope, because everything else is trash. So it's a fair point. I'm probably dumping Joe Mixon, like you said, but Kelsey might be on the block as well. It's a great question. Nick, thank you so much for sending it in. I loved the video. And yes. We now need to know, did you know you were videoing? Probably. I won the bet. But next time he has to turn and just do the wow with the glasses. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, get some glasses. And did I hear a little Boston in there? I felt like there.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Just northeast somewhere. So,
all right. Here's a voicemail, and it's got information. This might just be just cool new people sending them in here. So this is from Michael. What's up, Michael? Is it going to play?
Hello, Chris and Steve, longtime listener. I've got a 12-team PPR fantasy team. I want to read you my draft, and then I want you to grade it as if it's a mock draft from the beginning of the year, preseason. 12-team, first overall pick, Jonathan Taylor, coming back on the turn. Javonte Williams and Keenan Allen. Round 4, Jalen Waddle. Round 5, Damian Harris.
Oh.
Come around on the next turn. Rashad Bateman and Joe Burrow.
No more turns.
After that, we got Michael Carter and Michael Gallup. And Treylon Burks and Khalil Herbert. Cap it all off. I take Herb Smith. So let me know what you think about that team. Thanks for the show. Keep up the good work. Peace out, boys.
Oh, man.
You know what I was waiting for? I wanted to be like, so that's a team that you guys rated an A+ before the season. By the way, Michael has amazing tones.
This is some good pipes. Yeah.
These are great pipes. We need to do more stuff, Michael. That is hilarious. And I immediately got onto the bit, which I love. He also added, he dropped Michael Carter going into the Breece Hall injury weekend, and he's yet to start Khalil Herbert on a good week. And then he said, thanks for the shows, Mike. Oh, my.
I mean, Mike, thank you for listening, man. Like, that is just a brutal run of stuff that you had. I mean,
it's almost
it's all injury stuff. It's not like you drafted bad skill players. Javonte was doing well before he got hurt. Taylor was a little down, but the entire offense was,
dude,
before he got hurt.
Can you imagine starting Jonathan Taylor, Javonte Williams? Bogman wouldn't have had to. He wouldn't have had to see the rest of your team, and he would have been like A+.
Yeah,
it's the best draft I've ever seen.
Yeah, I love that start, especially getting Javonte all the way back at the end of the second is huge to me.
Poor Mike.
But yeah, I mean, that's just a brutal blow, dude. I mean, Rashad Bateman and Keenan Allen and JT and Javonte. There's somebody else that got hurt. He listed in there.
It was like, just all of them.
Rashad Bateman. You need to make a sacrifice to the fantasy gods, I believe. There's been some type of non-atonement that you need to do.
Maybe you have to join up with the ITL Army, Michael. Maybe that's the atonement. Maybe that's what it is.
If you are not already in there. So,
and if you're already in there, then you should upgrade. That's your atonement.
Upgrade, yes.
If you're the highest, then...
Yeah,
I don't know. Then
yeah, that's right. We're just like Scientology.
Then you should shoot a exactly. We're gonna give you a book, and you're gonna go through the books, and it's exactly.
Oh right. Yeah, it's the book of juju.
There you go. Oh, Bogdan's. Michael, I love everything about you. That is so brutal. It hurts. It hurt to listen to. The only thing that made it listenable was your fantastic baritone voice. But that made us laugh, and I'm so sorry. Here's the best piece of advice I can give you. Fantasy baseball is right around the corner, so make sure to listen to the baseball podcast, because you actually almost have to admire that team. So let's all give some, if we were doing our live stream, I would say let's all give some captain butt. Yeah, let's just. Oh, I thought you were about to do a slam poetry for him.
No, I'm not not going that far.
All right, let's go and check out. We got the Barrow Report, and then we've got a couple songs. So we got the Barrow Report. What does Barrow have for us this week?
What does Tim E. have for us here? Tim Green. Let's go, Tim Green.
Bogman, Welsh, it's the Barrow Report.
Hey, buddy.
Oh.
I didn't expect it, but I'm even more sad than I was last week.
Oh, man.
I had to cut off a team this week. I lost the team.
Oh,
you know.
Yep.
And losing a team it's like losing a championship. It's never good. Even my worst team at 2-7 right now, it has a team. It has a chance. It has a chance to make it, but Vampire's not looking good either.
At least the rest of my teams
are looking good. 500 or above. No lock of the week or upset of the week this week. I'm a little too upset for it.
But
maybe a starter set, non-PPR, starting the flex, Jeff Wilson, B-Rob, or DeAndre Swift. Thanks, guys.
You heard that audio cut, didn't you?
Washington, Atlanta. Wow. Later, Taters and Baters. Barrow-sama out.
See, he was feeling a little bit better here. I don't know if everyone can hear it. You can hear the audio change when you come back to record it. You laughed right when it cut and changed. A little happier. So... it's Brian Robinson, Swift, or Jeff Wilson, non-PPR.
Jeff Wilson.
I go Jeff Wilson. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we just don't know what Swift is going to get. And the good old L word on him, limited, don't like it. So.
Nope. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know the one-time Boom King, drop is dropping one. I got the lyrics, too.
He gave you the whole lyrics,
too? Oh, he always does. He always gives me the lyrics, the one-time Boom King is a production master. It was very popular on the Baseball Pod. And, I mean, you guys get a treat this week because you're getting one time in Jack. So Here it is. This one is called Burger and Fries, Dr. Bay. And I think this one is going to be maybe a little 49er-centric. So everybody enjoy. I know you're about to. It's One Time Boom King, who you can find on Twitter at One Time Boom King. Here we go. Burger and Fries.
McCaffrey and Debo, that's how the baby reppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey and Debo, to the end zone, high steppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey and Debo, poppin' off like Smith and Wesson. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey and Debo, two dudes that you don't wanna F with. Bang, bang, best dudes since Burger and Fries. Word to the wise, it's Lord of the Flies. Trading draft picks like four at a time. Biggest bidder, so awarded the prize. Hit the jackpot like four of a kind. I was sort of surprised, didn't see him coming like he wore a disguise. Tour guide not needed, stand for grad, back on familiar semen. Now nine already bleeding, mad man shenanigans scheming. More moves than beaming, more deeks than demon, more jukes than boxes. Fake them out they socks, his defense is lost, plus they lost their jocks. It's a lost cause, it's obvious, the best back in the game. Running wild, can't be tamed, other backs fall back like time change. He demanding this bitch, no Eli. Even 5-2 formations getting wasted like a pair of Levi's. Triple threat with the TDs, run, pass, receive. Christian turned the atheist to believe. McCaffrey and Debo, that's how the baby reppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey and Debo, to the end zone, high steppin'. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey and Debo, poppin' off like Smith and Wesson. Bang, bang, not a game. McCaffrey and Debo, two dudes that you don't wanna F with. Bang, bang. And then you got the bully. Fully loaded clip when you get in the secondary. Careful, get your ass whipped, stay on top just like a cherry. It's scary, cornerbacks get used and abused. Stole Jalen's bike and took it for a cruise. Punk got run over like a treadmill. Ramsey woke up on Friday, still wasn't feeling well. Oh well, I guess hung over like the rest of the Rams. Man, it's all in the plan. Lynch smell blood in the water. Get the lineup in order. Brady and Rogers is trash. The NFC up for grabs. Who got it better than us? Why not? Nine to see the window like a chalock. If we up, we run the clock. It'd be like, we follow the lead. And if we down, come from behind, shout Kiara Mia. Talent to the ceiling, we in the building and feeling ourselves. We can see y'all in Glendale.
Ooh. Everywhere I go, all I seem to hear is bang, bang, chicka, bang, bang.
You see, God, he also so good. He also dropped a not a gang in there too. I was that I don't know what I did to deserve that. I don't even know if one so time good. Is a Niner fan, because that's insane. Everything you could want, a West Coast vibe. That was an absolute Dr. Dre vibe the whole time. Tell me every single one of you weren't just I am going to be pulling that. I have to pull. That's something I haven't been doing. I should pull these from all these parodies. I'm going to pull that clip for any time they do something and replay those. One Time Boom King, production master, rap god. He's a rap god.
Amazing. I mean,
he's awesome.
Just like Jack, he doesn't make a bad one. They're all good. No. And I'm so glad the football audience got to hear it, because he's been.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Awesome. Throughout our last baseball season, and just to get this was an absolute treat. We were playing video games yesterday, and you were like, look what we just got in our inbox. It's the one-time Boom King.
I had
first in a while.
Everyone knows, like, I mean, you can hear it. I still am not feeling good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
And it was the first time I'd played any games. It was late at night. We had done stuff and we're sitting there and I just look over and the email lights up and I'm like, one time Boom King. I haven't heard from one time in like 4 months or 3 months or something like that. So I'm glad he's still doing good and around. You guys should go follow and support one time Boom King on the social medias. And I really hope, as he did with some of the baseball ones, he posts them on his YouTube channel, which I think is also One Time Boom King. If you guys want to go and re-listen to that and you enjoyed it, I'm going to guess that Barrow, probably not. Sorry, I'm dying. Barrow's probably not going to go back and listen to that Niner one, but I'm all for that West Coast Dr. Dre vibe. I'm going to listen to that 30 or 40 more hundred times. That was awesome. One time you always kill it. And like I said, this is a day that we are blessed. We are blessed from the gods. Because we have not only one time, but we have Jack. And this one actually might make Barrow feel a little bit better. Because Jack is saying he's giving all the credit to Bogman on this idea. And your suggestion as we finish up the voicemails and the show here. This is called Build Me Up Cooper Cup by the one, the only, the immensely talented Captain Jack Boyce.
Doop, doop, dap, dap, ba da ba da ba doop, ba do ba do ba ba ba. Why do you build me up? Cooper Cup, baby, just for the Rams to let you down. They put the ball on the ground, and then worst of all, they don't call you number, baby, when they say they will. Gonna hand the ball to Ronnie Rivers. I need you more than any receiver. You know that you're my no-brainer start. So build me up, Cooper Cup. I'll wait for the Rams to break my heart.
Sorry, Barrow. But this was a request.
So fill me up, Cooper Cup. I'll wait for the Rams to break my heart. Captain Jack.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.